It is 7B Breakfast with all thanks to Young's Veggie Shed, proudly fresh, proudly local on the Bass Highway in Camdale. He's back for 2022, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy for this week's Power Savers. G'day, Adrian.
How you going, Lee?
And how'd you go over Christmas and the New Year? All the very best too, I must say.
Oh, no, thanks for that. Yeah, I've had a wonderful break. It went too quick, of course, Lee.
But, it does.
I'm really looking forward to what this year has to bring, and we've got some exciting things in the wings that we'll share with listeners as we go through the year.
Let's kick it off. Demand, is it still very strong for solar power and solar hot water products?
It certainly is. I don't think I've seen demand as strong as this, to be honest. And that's for solar power and solar hot water products. And it's also, you know, tons of general electrical work as well, as you can imagine with all the renos and builds going on at the moment.
So demand is definitely not the issue, but supply might be. Tell us a little bit about the pandemic we're in at the moment. COVID, is it really hitting supply lines?
It is, mate. It is for the first time. And it's not just the electrical industry, it's nearly every industry. Omicron has hit the globe hard, and not much product is moving in or out or even around Australia at the moment. Product release dates keep getting moved forward, and products seem to be in transit for an interminable amount of time these days.
What about prices? Starting to rise?
Yeah, they have. So they sort of started late last year and sort of even this year. On the increase. So you may have heard inflation is running at 2.5%. I think this has given a false figure of where inflation is really at. Inflation seems to be running at different levels in different sectors of the economy. Any products that are trades or building related has gone through the roof. And I guess to some degree it's this country's own fault because we've been sending our raw materials overseas for decades and then just buying them back as completed products instead of doing it ourselves.
Mm. Now, over the journey on Power Savers, we always have a bit of a chat about how solar systems just keep getting cheaper and cheaper. What's the feedback you're getting from your clients?
Well, it's what's happening now is just going out of the way. I think we've hit the bottom and now the market's moving upwards. So a lot of clients waiting for battery prices to drop so they can purchase one for their, you know, say their existing solar, as they believe prices will come down, much like solar power prices did. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen that way, Lee, at least not anytime soon.
And commodity prices globally, I guess, are on the way up too.
That's right, yeah. So solar panel prices for the first time in 14 years in the industry are on the way up. And like every single price we see, it's a little bit dearer than the last. Our new battery prices are all around $1,000 per unit more expensive than they were last year. That's around a 20% increase in pricing, and it hasn't stopped there. The battery revolution has not slowed down in demand, but it's definitely going to become more expensive to get into.
I'm pleased you mentioned batteries, because the rise for, say, electric vehicles is what really is hurting home battery storage, isn't it?
That's right, mate. Look, COVID and transport and supply issues aside, you know, we're seeing a lot of major car manufacturers around the world push harder into electric vehicles. And in some cases, they're dumping their entire internal combustion engine manufacturing capacity for battery-powered vehicles. The price for all materials needed for battery manufacture is going to go up due to the growth in demand for them.
But all is not lost, though.
No, it's not, because maybe we need to just change our mindset a bit. Maybe the home battery we end up with could have wheels on it, Lee. So the amount of people looking for a solar system that can charge the electric car that they're planning on purchasing sometime in the future has gone from once in a blue moon, you know, to two or three times per week. So people are thinking about it and making plans ahead in this direction. And it makes sense. When we can see each kilowatt hour from our solar that we pump into our electric car worth, and this is using very conservative math, Lee, around $1.13 per kilowatt hour, if we were to take into consideration the petrol we're not buying.
To perhaps sell your excess solar power to the grid.
If you sell your excess power to the grid, you only get 6.5 cents for it. Or if you dump that power into a electric vehicle, it's worth $1.13 per unit of equivalent value. So 6.5 cents, $1.13. The math's pretty good there. And guess what? People are doing the math. $17 per 100 kilometres using petrol, $2.25 using electricity you might buy from the grid during off-peak, or $0 if you charge your car from your solar system that's on your home or your business. If you were to travel 20,000 kilometres per year, and that's not that unheard of, I wouldn't think, that's around $3,000 per year in petrol, $450 per year in electricity buying and off-peak rates, or $0 per year if you were to utilise your solar. Same amount of energy sold back to the grid is only worth $195.
Yeah, understood, which is more money in our pocket.
Yeah, it's more. And you're not giving away your excess energy for 6.5 cents. And the payback on your solar is phenomenal when we look at the petrol or diesel we haven't bought. So maybe we just need to change the way we think about things. You know, like where can we get the most value from our solar? Well, it's always self-consuming, running your house, hopefully in the future charging your car. You know, that's where we need to start looking. COVID isn't over yet. Getting your energy costs and needs under control is really more important. But if you're waiting for things to get cheaper before you make the jump, don't, because they're not going to. The prices are unfortunately heading the other way.
And you at DMS Energy, you're the leading renewable energy supplier right across the northwest coast, aren't you?
We certainly are, and we'd love to hear from you.
And so many ways we can contact you.
Well, you can pop in to see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a bell on 1300 502 599, or visit our website. It's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook.
First one down for the year, Adrian Luke and Power Savers. More of the same again from around 8:30 next Monday. Enjoy your day, enjoy your week, mate.
Will do, mate. Thanks again.